Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, as usual, we are now into the third hour, final hour of global transmission this week. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And we've been taking a lot of calls today. Already had a guest on concerning the Supreme Court saying, hey, we agree with the Texas court. You're allowed to put a billboard up on your own property saying that say no to Fourth Amendment violating secret searches. Coming up, I am going to get into the UN preparing to take over Iraq as the good cop. Also, more news on vaccinations, a bunch of news on the Haiti situation, on trade. But we're continuing with your calls. Always interesting, always informative. Glenn and Howard and Radkin, Frank, Mike, and others, we're going to get to you. Glenn in Colorado, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, I love it when you get hot under the collar. Hey, about that proposed marriage amendment to the Constitution against the non-heterosexual marriages.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it might be more than just a diversion. Now, you're always talking about if we consider problem, reaction, solution. Looks like a perfect NWO scheme to me. One, you know, you create a problem, a burst of gay, lesbian marriages, and an NWO-controlled city like San Francisco, then second, you citizens and the preachers react, and then three, the NWO supplies the solution in a constitutional amendment where they pry open our rights protection and substitute their slave camp agenda.
Oh, I know it's a political football diversion. I mean, I don't agree with the homosexual marriage. Let's make that clear. But this is a cynical political ploy. They tried to get a con going, a constitutional convention, the last 4 years in a row with a flag-burning amendment. And I said, no, I'm against an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, to the Bill of Rights, to ban flag-burning. The amendment said you couldn't even have the flag on tablecloths, on napkins. It like made it like some religious, illegal icon. Okay? But that aside, you know, the flag symbolizes your right to burn it. I mean, I love the American flag, but the freedom that it symbolizes is the freedom if some idiot wants to burn it. But that's a side issue. As usual, that itself is just a sub-area. The real move was to get a con going, because once a con starts, they can rewrite the entire Bill of Rights. And I guarantee you, if the next time they get a con going, in the middle of a con, there will be a massive terror attack, and they will rewrite the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution, guaranteed. And that's what this is about. Go ahead.
I'm with you on what you said there. Say, I reread your book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, and it was even better the second time through. Anyway, I'm going to run along and let somebody else get on.
And good to hear from you. And again, thank you for the support. A lot of folks talking about the books and videos today, and they're pretty good, thanks to God's guidance, writing the books and making the films. And I hope you'll get the videos and make copies and get them out to people, because we don't have, you know, Dan Rather or Peter Jennings behind us, and we don't have millions of dollars to produce big Hollywood films that go against their grain. We make high-quality, well-produced pieces of information, and then it's up to you to get them out to people, whether that's buying them in bulk or making copies of them. So be sure and go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the books and get the videos and make copies of the videos. Again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Didn't tell you how to get them last hour. Sometime this hour, I'll give out the toll-free number and mailing address. But yeah, it is so important, because I don't think there's any outreach where 100% of the money gets spent on the fight, but we do here.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just thinking during the break that the upset, the discomfort that we saw by the establishment 2004 years ago when they killed Jesus Christ, we're seeing the exact same type of upset by the world, the same world system controlled by the same entity today. I mean, the exact same type of behavior. All the filth, all the evil, everything that's out there. And, oh, this movie, don't take your children to it. Oh, it's, oh, the Hollywood's going to boycott Mel Gibson, blackball him. You know, they're the people engaging in the true McCarthyism. Here's the deal. I'm going to shotgun through 5 of these calls real quick. I'm going to go back into news, back into calls, because I just love calls. They're so interesting. But I do have a bunch of news I want to get to, and there's a lot of it here. We did cover a lot in the first hour, but I've been just taking calls. And, you know, callers mention other news and bring up other items. I mean, you know, the callers are the news as well. Never know which direction they'll go in. Howard in Colorado. Howard, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you, Alex?
Good.
Wonderful show. Actually, I'm from Washington, D.C. I've called you before. I do a lot of demonstration in front of the White
House.
Okay,
I was told Colorado, so.
That's okay. I'm in Colorado.
Okay, okay.
That's all right. But anyway, I want to tell you, I'm sending your friend Pat Barber $10 as soon as I get off this phone. And there's a book Theodore White had written, and this is back in the 40s, and it talks about the power base and what they're going to do. Eventually, OSS killed him or assassinated him. So this goes way, way back.
Oh, it does. You've got the same hereditary mafia, WASP mafia, really is what it is, running things with this cloak of government wrapped around them. And, I mean, this is an ongoing fight.
Right. And the other thing I want, there's a couple other things I need to mention real quickly. I know you got a lot of calls. When I'm in front of the White House demonstrating, I will not give the Secret Service my name. I won't stop demonstrating. And they've torn up the whole sidewalk in front of the White House now and put big fences around. I don't know whether they're building a wall or a garden. They claim they're building a garden, but I doubt.
Oh, they admit they're building a wall. You haven't seen the plans of the new Capitol and the new White House? It's a giant armored compound that with like huge 25-foot walls.
Washington, D.C. is a police state, and I want to mention something, that faith without works is dead, and this goes right straight to the passion. And people, if they don't get into the street and start demonstrating and finding out about these issues, all I can say is the American people deserve what they get, and they're going to end up enslaved. And
well,
so,
we're already enslaved to a great degree, but you're right, it's going to get much more intense.
Now, I want to take one of your videos back to D.C. and show it to my demonstrators. Should I get the New World Order video? Would that be the most, would give them the most shock effect? I want to get them all eventually, but I'm going to...
Well, if you're going to show people one video, I'd show them 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
Okay, I got it.
If you want to give somebody an overview of what the New World Order is and how it operates and how the left and right are both controlled, I would say Police State 3, Total Enslavement.
Okay, two other points. Can I get the 9-12 show in Colorado?
The 9-12 show?
Aren't you on the air at 9-12?
Oh, you want to hear the nighttime show?
Yeah, sure.
We have the American Freedom Network station picks us up, and that covers most of the state.
Okay.
And then there's what
that is on the AM band?
Yeah, I don't want to give it out wrong. Isn't it 1360?
I believe
it's 1360.
Okay, I'll try it now.
I apologize if I'm wrong. In fact, guys, look on the website and tell me, please. Also, then there's the Colorado Radio Network, and that's four AM transmitters in the state as well. So we got five transmitters in that state.
Okay. Also, we need to be specific about who I'm fully aware of who the globalists are, but, you know, when you start talking to people, we need to get specific about the Bilderberg Group and about different groups who are behind this New World Order and about their secret meetings they hold where nobody can get into. And also...
Well, we have done that. We've done, you know...
Well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
You know, hundreds of shows on the subject. I got to go. I really appreciate the call. Let's talk to Radkin in Vermont. Radkin, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much, Alex. You're beyond words, and I worry about your health all the time. And I hope you've cloned yourself. And it's sort of like, you know, Saddam Hussein had all those doubles. Of course, we don't know which one was down in the rat hole, but we know you're there. And as I was just telling Joyce and Dave, I haven't been on their show in a long, long time, but felt motivated. If anything happens to them, I want the government to know that we're all coming to rescue them. You and Dr. Stan Monteith, because you're the only sources of the truth that I've been able to find. Quickly, what's the status with Charles T. Sell and Carl Klang? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, let me give folks the status of those.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Carl Klang, the patriot Christian musician who has some gold records, he was arrested supposedly for disorderly conduct. Then the bigger charges of destroying property while he was in the jail, they wouldn't release him, wouldn't let him have his court date. They held him for 2.5 months. When we found out about it, we put the phone number out, and according to the Associated Press, carried by the Casper newspaper, the judge apologized and said, I don't know why you've been held for 2.5 months. That was wrong. So Carl Klang was released last week. Now,
great.
Charles T. Sell was the Waco Pentagon dentist brought to the site a week before they set it on fire, April 19th, 1993. And he said that he saw them kill them and burn the place down, which is what the Delta Force's own documents stated. This is congressional testimony, but still little known by the average person out there. Mr. Sell went public and said they murdered the Davidians. And so a few years after Waco, now almost 7 years ago, coming up on 7 years, they arrested him and didn't charge him. They claim the FBI said he had threatened to shoot public officials, you know, the old provocateur comment. So they grabbed him, and to quote, get him ready for trial, he's been in solitary confinement for almost 7 years, and the Supreme Court has ruled that, yes, he can be forcibly drugged with antipsychotics to get him ready for trial. A doctor with no criminal record, a doctor who worked for the Army, a doctor who said they killed the Davidians, and the government grabs him, says he's crazy, puts him in solitary confinement and drugs him. I mean, how obvious is that? And so that's where Charles T. Sell is.
Is there any contact person to where we can get our local attorney generals to put the pressure on that state there to
I mean, it's been to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says it's good. And that means for you, too. They say judges can order anyone drugged. They're now doctors and everything together and juries.
Okay, quickly. John Stadtmiller, when he was covering for you last Saturday, I get so worried when anything happens.
No,
to you.
I don't do that Saturday show anymore.
Okay.
No,
well, I knew you were.
I just couldn't.
I do about.
Lately, I've been doing about 5 interviews a day, and I just can't handle it anymore.
Oh, I don't blame you. You deserve time. But he was reading from, was it Dr. Boyd Graves' litany of all the acts of terrorism that have been promulgated by our government or the government of the United States? You know?
Uh-huh, yeah. So, yeah?
Okay, one last question. Someone called in. And said that the National Guard has no legitimacy in being sent out beyond our borders.
Well, that's, yeah, because they were supposed to be a state unit. They're the organized militia. Then the citizenry is the unorganized militia. And, yeah, I mean, it's never been done until the last few years, and it's not good. Hey,
well, I was arguing with a local, not arguing, but questioning a local head of the National Guard here, because of depleted uranium and all these, besides from the political issues, I mean, just the health and welfare of our troops, why aren't we just keeping them, like, sending them down to the Mexican border and helping Ranch Resco and Chris Simcox
exactly.
And all
look,
those?
Look, sir, thanks for the call. The military is about grabbing resources and suppressing the people. Does that mean I'm against the military themselves? No. But the stated government policy, the white papers, it's all about global domination. We are being used, just like our tax money is used to empower the New World Order, our troops are used. And until we say stop using our troops like mercenaries, it's going to continue. And you know, the government says support the troops, support America, shut your mouth, go along with it, don't ask questions, that's patriotism. No, that's not patriotism. Okay, Fred and Mike and a bunch of other people, just Jack and others, just stay there. I'm going to come back and cover some news, and then we'll get to your calls, continuing with wide open phones on this Friday. And when we go to calls, I want to go a little bit quicker, because all the calls are great. It's just that we never get to everybody. I guess we never would. It'd be, you know, it would just be more calls. But 1-800-259-9231. I really want to cycle through some calls the last 15 minutes of the show. We got 40 minutes left, but I'm going to cover news for about 15 minutes or so when we get back. But I want to just cycle through calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute on the show. I'm going to try to shut up and hold back my comments. I just want to cycle through a whole bunch of you. So 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Just blitzing through your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And, of course, the websites are great sites. We're very proud of them and the work that the webmasters are doing. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, we're, again, about to break. We'll come straight back and plunge into a news blitz, then into a phone blitz. Stay with us.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Yeah, there's no enmity or anything. I mean, I filled in for John Statenler this week because he just moved. So he's been busy with that on his show. For over a year, I did that Saturday show with him. It's just that I do so many radio interviews. Many times, listeners who work at night hear me on, you know, the syndicated talk shows or on the Big 50,000 Waters, you know, up at 4 a.m., you know, doing all-nighters. I mean, I seem to do those interviews every week. I do interviews, you know, I get up at 6, 4, 5 in the morning, do interviews on talk stations. I do them at, you know, 1 o'clock at night because I'm able to reach out and you know, get to people that way. And I seem to be a little more focused as well when I'm on somebody else's show because, you know, it gets the adrenaline flowing, especially when somebody calls in and disagrees with me. So that's where I'm having the biggest effect. People say, come out to San Francisco and speak at our 9/11 deal. Well, I can't do it. Or, you know, please come speak to this group or that group. I really can't do that because in the time it'd take me to go somewhere and give a speech, 3 or 4 days, a minimum, I could do 20 radio interviews and reach 5 million people instead of flying somewhere and talking to 500 people. And, you know, certainly I could fly and speak to 500 people and sell 500 videotapes and make a lot more money than I do, you know, doing interviews on radio stations because I never seem to plug my videos. But that isn't what matters to me. I mean, I really, you know, the thrill of my life is waking people up, is reaching out and exposing the globalist. And listen, I mean, I'm here to give you the good news. Last night I saw the number one, you know, talk show host in Austin, number one morning show, and he's been critical of me in the past, and he walked over and apologized and said, you know, you're right, all the dominoes have fell for me. The New World Order is real. They really are doing all this. You've been right all along. And he got up at a function I was at and said, I was wrong. Alex Jones is right. And, you know, the New World Order is real, and they've taken over. You know, this guy's got a big ego. I didn't even ask him to do it. I don't know why. But the point is that 5-6 years ago, I could sit here on a local talk station with 10 phone lines. And I tell the story every week because it's so important. You know, with 10 phone lines, and half the callers disagreed with me. Now on my own show, on all these AM and FM stations all across the country, nobody calls in to disagree, or if they do, it's because I'm not, you know, right-wing enough, maybe, you know. I don't believe in everything they believe in, or I don't, you know, believe in speculative stuff, or I don't hate the Jews, you know. I mean, that's the type of people that disagree with me now. I wish more of you would call because it frankly makes for better radio. People say, wow, you don't screen the calls. Well, no, I know that mainstream radio does, though they deny that they do. We don't. And, you know, we prove that when you call into the show. But it's not just my own show. I mean, I do these interviews and, you know, I mean, I might be on a talk show for 2 hours and they take 20, 30 calls and no one calls in to disagree. Sometimes they do, and it's usually, you know, you're a liar, you're a communist. If they're a conservative, I'm a communist. If they're a liberal, I'm a fascist Nazi. And they're going to kill me, and they hope I go to one of the concentration camps. And that's about it. I mean, really, we are winning the war. I don't know how else I can say it. Because the New World Order is so far along. I mean, you cannot deny it anymore. Plus, as I've been telling you for, well, now almost 10 years on the air, we have the power of prediction. We have the globalist policy books and manuals because that's all public. It's not widely distributed. So we have the power of prediction. We can tell people what's going to happen if we stay focused and disciplined and don't get off into conspiracy theory. We can tell people what's going to happen, and the cop who laughs today won't laugh a year from now when he sees it come true. And that's where we get the converts to reality and to the side of decency and honor. That's why we're at least winning the fight for the hearts and minds. And we are winning the fight for the hearts and minds. The problem is the globalists know that. They're accelerating their program. And they could nuke a city any day, release smallpox any day. I mean, we're right on the edge, folks. They've geared up for martial law, the secret arrest, all of it. And the only reason they haven't gone ahead with it is they know that so many people are awake. They're afraid their own minions won't follow orders. Their own minions wouldn't take the smallpox shot, much less give it to you and your family forcibly. But it's also a catch-22 where they need to accelerate it because we're hurting them so bad. So I think they're going to go ahead and move. And I think they're going to move real soon. And we better be ready for it because things are about to accelerate even faster. We're in a geometric economy now where each time we jump, it's explosive. It's doubling. We'll be right back with more news, your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
You know, I hope what I was just saying sunk in for people. I'm saying the globalists that run this country and the world want to detonate nukes in major cities, want to release smallpox, killing millions of us. They don't just care or not care, they enjoy it. And out of that, they want to have you all swiping national ID cards, retina scanning to start your cars, telling you how many children you can have, forcing you to take all these inoculations. That's the police state that comes with all of this. And 9/11 is just a preparation for the next level or next phase of this. And so, understand, you may wake up one morning with the news and, you know, a distance image of a smoking, burning city. It appears to be some type of nuclear device. The devices are picking up high levels of radiation. Looks like Al-Qaeda used a suitcase nuke. Things are really going to change now. Let's cut to the former Vice President Al Gore. Well, I think it's clear we all have to get behind the president now because of this and arrest anyone that disagrees. Actually, we were all wrong about the Patriot Act. It was needed to keep us safe, but we got in the way of it. I want to apologize myself. I'll be having a post in the new Homeland Security Department. Let's cut to Gary Hart. Well, yes, we have to give up all our freedoms now. The New World Order is the only thing that can save us. This nuclear weapon that's gone off in St. Louis, Philadelphia, Austin, Texas, pick your city. This certainly shows that we should have listened all along, but we people didn't move against it, and hundreds of cities passed laws against the Patriot Act, not allowed this to happen. Those that criticize the moves we tried to put into place caused this. They should be arrested. A wave of arrest has begun. It's believed now that the Al-Qaeda control was even worse than we thought. Al-Qaeda had control of cells all over the country and sympathizers. I mean, folks, that's... I mean, I'm not joking around. I just hope you understand that. When these people do this in a minute, if they think you'll buy it, if they think the police will go along with it... Coffee Annan pledges deep UN commitment to Iraq. The United Nations is committed to helping the Iraqi people to maintain their integrity and to form a legitimate government. Yeah, the UN sure does that. Secretary General Coffee Annan pledged in a speech to the Japanese Diet today. That's their, I guess, their lower house. Annan made the speech hours after the world body announced a report on the transfer of power from U.S.-led coalition provisional authority, and days after he sent a fact-finding team to Iraq. It's already official before the war in globalist papers, and then after the war, Javier Solana has already met with Bush. They will play the good cop. The UN will take over. And here's another one. It says, United Stand, Annan and Kozumi agree to UN must be more involved in Iraq. Here's another one. China supports UN's important role in Iraq. Ambassador, China supported the United Nations in continuing to play an important role in Iraq. Chinese Ambassador Wang Yongying said Tuesday. And Bremer, the regional dictator, praises UN on Iraq. U.S. Overseer Paul Bremer has praised the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's report, stating that months of work are needed before credible elections can be held in Iraq and before the UN can take over. So that's the type of articles we have there. North Korea gets rare private meeting with the U.S. North Korea secured a rare private audience with the United States on Wednesday and also won an offer of compensation from South Korea if it relinquishes its nuclear weapons program, which Donald Rumsfeld and Clinton gave him. The highly unusual meeting came on the sidelines of the six-nation talks amid ending the standoff over North Korea's nuclear program. Assistant U.S. Secretary of State James Kelly spent more than an hour with North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kai-wong. No details were immediately available, but State Department spokesman Richard Botcher described the session as useful. Our hereditary dictator wants to talk to your hereditary dictator. Syria, North Korea, America, where the son of the last leader becomes the new leader. Nine Iraqi scientists murdered in past 4 months. U.S. believes killings effort to conceal scope of Iraq's nuke program. And that says a senior Iraq scientist who had been involved in Iraq's nuclear program was found murdered in Baghdad recently, according to U.S. officials. Well, yeah, the middle class is being raped and killed at world records next to South Africa now in Baghdad. That is the only other place with worse crime is South Africa. In the ninth assassination of Iraq scientists in the past 4 months, reports Geostrategy Direct, the Global Intelligence News Service, the last killing was that of Iraqi aeronautical scientist Mushi Hussein. Who knows what's really going on? Rebels threaten Haiti's capital, and Kerry's trying to say that our government's behind this, and who knows, it probably is, but it's not like Kerry wouldn't do this if he wasn't in office. I'm just stating they're all on the same team. Rebels who have launched a bloody uprising took control of another town Friday, closing in on the capital as President Jean-Bertrand Mr. Voodoo Aristide appealed for foreign peacekeepers, and the country lurched towards chaos. As Aristide's government appeared to be losing the confidence of the United States, as well as France, the rebels drove police out and freed about 67 prisoners in Mirabalas, about 25 miles southeast of Port-au-Prince. A witness has said it was unclear whether the rebels were still in the town or being pushing towards the capital. EU to impose sanctions on U.S. on Monday. This is out of Reuters. European Union Trade Commissioner Pascal Lamy said on Thursday the EU would slap a 5% duty on more than $4 billion worth of U.S. exports beginning on Monday. because of Congress's failure to repeal tax breaks declared illegal by the World Trade Organization. That's part of the OECD, and the World Trade Organization tells us how to set our taxes. And our government just lets these sanctions stand, so those are tariffs on our so-called free trade deal. And the dollar's plunging further, jobless claims are up. The Labor Department said 350,000 people filed new claims from state unemployment benefits in the week ending February 21st, and that's up from the prior week. And also durable good orders are down, manufacturing down, it's not good, folks. Some good news, though, and then we'll go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Dallas Council votes for resolution denouncing federal Patriot Act. Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Now, this is weird, because I read 2 weeks ago Dallas passed this, but it says they passed it last night. So I'm a little confused right now, but after a round of impassioned debate, a resolution denouncing the USA Patriot Act was approved Wednesday in a 9-6 vote on the Dallas City Council. In approving the resolution, Dallas joins three states and 225 local governments. It's way over 400. Okay, it's been like, I've seen probably 50 towns and cities in the last month. I mean, come on. That have taken stands against the Patriot Act. The measure states that city officials will uphold citizens' constitutional rights and monitor the implementation of the act. And it goes on with that. Now, again, this is posted on Infowars.com. I do not know if it's a real news article. And somebody better get to the bottom of this. Because I spent, 30 minutes this morning, and I had the story yesterday. And it doesn't look real to me, and so I didn't post it yesterday. But by today, the story was so big that I had to cover it. A Jewish group calls the Passion an act of terrorism. Now, again, I've seen Alan Dershowitz say that the Christians deserve what they got in the Baptist church, and when Ashbrook shot it up, that was on Crossfire, and I read the transcript on air. I've seen rabbis say the Passion is a snuff film and should be banned. I mean, I've seen that. So, this could be possible, and it could happen under the Patriot Act, but I don't know if this is true. Because I type Capitol Press into a search engine, doesn't pop up. I type Washington-based Jews Against Anti-Semitism, doesn't pop up. I can't find the source of this. Jewish group calls the Passion an act of terrorism. A prominent Jewish organization has denounced Mel Gibson's The Passion as an act of terrorism and can prove the movie violates the Patriot Act. Jews Against Anti-Semitism, a recently formed Washington, D.C.-based defense league for Jews, has issued a press release pointing out sections of the law which are being violated by Mel Gibson's film. Clearly, there are laws on the books which have outlawed the inciting of riots or acts of civil disobedience which endanger human life. Mel Gibson's movie will incite violence against Jews and puts the lives of millions of Jews in danger, said Rabbi David Fieldman, a spokesperson for Jews Against Anti-Semitism. According to Rabbi Fieldman, under Section 802 of the 2001 Patriot Act, any crime that endangers human life is defined as an act of domestic terrorism. Mel Gibson's incitement of anti-Semitism is a civil disobedience crime which endangers human life. Under the Patriot Act, the Passion is an act of domestic terrorism. We are hereby calling on the Attorney General John Ashcroft, the Department of Justice and Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, and the Department of Homeland Security to arrest Mel Gibson as a terrorist, confiscate all prints of the Passion, confiscate all materials related to the film as terrorist paraphernalia, and shut down every terrorist hate site on the Internet supporting the film, said Rabbi Fieldman. The Justice Department and the Homeland Security have yet to respond to the inquiries made by Capitol Press regarding this story. And there's a typo in here and some other stuff. My gut is this is like an onion story, but I don't know that. My gut is that's the case. Just like I think that's a staged inside deal with that church saying, it's the Jews' fault. This is being done to incite things and get people in fights, and it's disgusting. But I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. Okay. I smell a rat on this one. Let's go ahead and go to the calls quickly because I want to get to everybody. Let's talk to Frank in West Virginia. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Alex. I'd like everybody to get their pen, something to write with, so when I finish this, what I was going to say, they can write down and help us out here in West Virginia. I'm calling concerning the compulsory immunization of school children bill.
Yeah, and they supposedly changed it. I read the new bill. It doesn't change it.
No, I've got the second. I didn't get the final bill. They changed it a little bit.
No, I got the final bill, and it just says, if the government gives you an exemption, you can have one. Okay, well, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I just want to make one main point. There's at least six of them major points that I'm not going to cover, but there's one that is.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is, if people don't think this is going to come to their state, this is a federal mandate. Federal government requires 90% of all children to be immunized by age two. Now, down in Section D, or Subsection D, it says, the changing needs and opportunities for immunization from known diseases for, note, all persons, that's all persons across their lifespan, and track immunization compliance in accordance with federal and state laws.
Yeah, it sets the precedent that everybody's injected with whatever they want, whenever they want. It is a big, big deal. Go ahead and finish up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This main point. This isn't just, a lot of people think, well, this is just for public school children.
No, it's for everybody. But
this is exactly.
If you want to give out a phone number or something, go ahead.
Yes. There's if somebody has email or rather internet access, WB, that's Victor E. That's WVVE.org as contact information for Don Perdue. Now, Don Perdue is going to decide, if he hasn't already, which committee or subcommittee this will go to in the House. It still has a chance to be killed if we contact this guy. Urge him to make sure this bill goes to Subcommittee C. That's the only fully pro-life subcommittee in the state. So if they'll get to Subcommittee C, they may kill it.
Okay, listen, I got to let you go, bro. Thanks for the call, and we've got people coming on as guests about this next week. Mike in Canada, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. Just wanted to talk to you about real quick about police state going on in our area.
Yes, they're trying to pass a new martial law bill in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there was a standoff on the 18th, and I sent you a news article on that, so you should be getting it soon. And they took this guy in because he had a gun and he was in his house. He took him into the hospital because he was on some type of drugs or whatever. And my buddy called me up that night and he said that the tactical team was wearing green and they're wearing military-issue boots and bulletproof vest, the whole deal.
Yeah, that's the point, is they militarized the police.
Yeah, so, you know, then the next day I talked to him again and he's like, yeah, I spoke to a cop about that. I said, hey, what's up with them wearing green? And he said, well, they're a special group. And he turned around and walked away from them.
And again, armies fight foreign enemies or they're over third world dictatorships. When you have a domestic army over you, the government has declared you the enemy. Militaries are in an us against them mentality. They're not servants of the people. That's why they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus here and getting rid of your laws against us there.
Of course. So I decided the next day to get on the phone and call the mayor of Tecumseh and voice my concerns about that. I said, why are they wearing green? He says, well, that's to distinguish from the other police. I'm like, well, I told him about my concerns about Posse Comitatus Act in the United States and the militarization of police. I said, I have video documentation of this all going on. It's in my hand right now. Can I bring it over? He said, yeah, bring it to my office. So I gave him a video with Police State 2000, Police State 2, and the very first 9/11 video that you had put out, that you had released. I threw that on there, too. And then yesterday I just sent him the one with Matrix of Evil and Police State 3 and America Wake Up or Waco on it.
You're so awesome. Good to hear from you, Mike, in Canada. Keep it up. Let's go ahead and talk to Arch in Florida. Arch, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to touch on something real quick. This is about oil and the economy. On February 6th, I sent you an email regarding oil facts. It was a compilation of corporate and federal data of historical and projected futures. In that, there's some federal documents in there that indicate, for example, trucks 1973 mileage from 1973 to 2002. There's only been a difference of 0.3 miles per gallon better.
Yeah, and they do have engines where you can get 500 horsepower, you know, off of and 100 miles to the gallon, but they just won't let them put those engines in.
Actually, it's worse than that. If you get a chance, look at Shell Oil site. They have a race that occurs every year. It's called the Shell Eco Marathon. If you go to Shell's site, they have no links for it. You have to type in Eco Marathon. It is 10,705 miles per gallon that occurred at the Rockingham Motor Speedway in Corby, Northlands.
How many miles per gallon?
10,705.
Send me that. That's incredible. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
the truth hurts,
of fire,
but it's even worse
down,
to ignore it.
Down
I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published another book. I carry other great books and videos and books on tape and pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts, Infowars.com bumper stickers. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the shopping cart, get some of these materials, get them out to people, start waking this country up. Call toll-free to get the books or videos, 1-888-253-3139. 3139. It's a fight for the hearts and minds, and it's up to you to be on the front lines of this fight, or the globalists are going to win. 1-888-253-3139. My videos are $25.95, $20 if you order three or more. The books range from $2 to $20 a piece. So, again, you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'm about to go to a few final calls, Ron and Rob, our last two calls. I did want to get to this London Evening Standard article, anti-MMR parents accused of abuse. Parents that refuse the shots for being hit by CPS, even though there's not a law in England. The massive amounts of children that are born with autism that the doctors say have autism. Now the government's saying, well, it might be Munchausen. You parents are all lying, despite the fact that there's all the scientific studies that are out. And I got this ABC News article from last week and reposted it from the CDC's own documents, where it says, quote, there are just a host of neurodevelopmental data that would suggest we've got a serious problem. But my gut feeling is it worries me. I don't want my grandson to get a thimerosal-containing vaccine until we know better what's going on. We are in a bad position from the standpoint of defending any lawsuits. Finally, we have to ask you to keep this information confidential. That's the top CDC scientist meeting in 2000. So, if you don't want to brain damage your kid, they'll come after you. If you complain after they brain damage them, they'll come after you. And it's the same thing in this country. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, you sickos. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, if communists call you a fascist and if fascists call you a communist, you know it must mean only one thing. You believe in justice. About the White House. Yeah, I was shocked. For the first time this past Wednesday, I was watching C-SPAN, and they had a video cam in front of the White House. Now, I never realized this was happening before. There's a chain-link fence up. They tore down the very famous black Roth iron metal fence that used to go around the White House. It was there since about Abe Lincoln's time. And the ground is all torn up between where that old black Roth iron fence used to be in the street. You don't see a car or a person even walking in front of that in front of the White House anymore. It's like they're turning it into
an American. And they've got these big concrete pylons.
Yes, yes. They're turning it into an American Kremlin. That's what's going on. A bunker mentality in the people's capital, and they're turning it into an American Kremlin. This is amazing.
That's it. Got to let you go. Good point. Rob in Wyoming, go ahead. You're our final caller.
Alex, I just wanted to tell you, I went down to Salt Lake City a couple weeks ago and found out late at night that you can't rent a motel room without your credit card papers.
Hey, you can't even FedEx stuff now without telling them what the video or book contains or what documents you're sending. It's all the Patriot Act now.
Well, I checked into a room, got all settled with my jammies on, and then found out I couldn't make a local call because I didn't have my papers, didn't have my credit card. One of those type of people. So they threw me out because they told me I could go use the payphone. I know you can reactivate the phone, and I found out later you can. But they threw me out anyway because I objected highly because they didn't disclose this before I got all settled in the room. So I'm out in the cold in the middle of the night.
Well, you need to just
can't find a hotel room.
You need to just say you're from Russia or Mexico, and then you can't even be arrested, basically.
It's their policy, like Moses brought it down from Mount Sinai.
Yep, I hear you. We're out of time. I appreciate all the calls, all the sponsors, affiliates, the listeners, the callers, God number one. And I want to thank Stephanie. Did a great job running the show. I'm Alex Jones signing off. I'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday. So be sure and join us. God bless.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, chemicals, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.